Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We'll get back to the Chiefs here coming up in a little bit, but let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Bob Fesco of, is it still Fesco in the Morning or Fesco and Dusty? I don't know the official new name of your show, Bob. How you doing, man?
I'm good. We're well over a year into it, Carrington. So
I'm sorry. It's just it's kind of one of those things, Bob. Like whenever I see Starry, I still call it Sierra Mist. I don't call it Joe's Kansas City. It's Oklahoma Joe's. Yeah. I still call your show Fesco in the Morning. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I like the retrofit of that, and I'm with you. Nobody calls, like, what do we call Sandstone? Sandstone, right?
Right now we're talking to Bob Fesco, morning host here on 96.5 The Fan. I know that's accurate, Bob. Let's start with this, Bob.
Yep.
Now that we have all of this with Frank White, how would you describe his time here in Jackson County?
A failure. I mean, the guy got recalled. That hardly ever happens in the United States of America. So I think if you're one of those guys that got recalled and you got kicked out of office by the people who put you in by a 85-15 margin, you're nothing but a failure. That's the only way I can describe Frank White in Jackson County.
Are you surprised that it was that overwhelming? I mean, usually when it comes to this, I mean, it's like a 55-60-40 is considered a blowout. I saw whenever we saw that first precinct and it was 85-15, I was like, oh, yeah, he's cooked. There's no chance then that this thing, that he has any chance of keeping his job. Are you surprised that it was that overwhelming?
I thought it would be 80-20. I talked to a friend of mine in the political world. He goes, I don't think it'll be that big. I mean, it can't be that big. Oh, but it was bigger. It was 85-15. But, Carrington, you know as much as anybody, you mess with somebody's money, they're going to get mad, and there's going to be repercussions for that. And you open up your tax bill, and all of a sudden, you went from paying $6,000 a year or whatever in property tax to $12,000. I talked to somebody today about an hour ago at a luncheon I was at. That person told me their property tax jumped 75%. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it's just like when you start doing that, people can't afford to live. And people are going to – I've talked to so many people that are like, I'm done with Jackson County. I got to move out of the county. I can't afford to live there anymore. And so it's a colossal failure by Frank White.
How much of this do you think was related to the tax issue in Jackson County? How much of this do you think was related to the stadium?
You know, I talked to an elected official actually about this today, and they said, look, yeah, the stadiums obviously play a role in it, but you also went after everybody's money, too. You're charging people double, more than double, to live there. So I think the money thing was a big issue, and he probably would have been recalled just for that alone. I think the stadium situation and the fact that the Royals are moving across the state line and there's a chance the Chiefs may move across the state line, I think that's what gave him the 85% recall vote for no, too.
Right now, we're
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Talking to Bob Fesco, getting his thoughts on Frank White being recalled as the Jackson County executive. What's next? Do you have an idea of, is there going to be another election? Does somebody get appointed to this? I don't have the answer for this. This position is obviously filled. How do they fill it?
Well, he's going to appeal all of this, right? He's going to go to the Missouri Supreme Court, and he should, and anything's necessary to, you know, try to appeal this thing. But I would imagine you just go to a general election and you find somebody else, or, you know, whoever is one of the county legislatures, maybe they get appointed to kind of fill this whole thing out. But I haven't really thought that far through of, you know, what happens next, because, you know, it was a matter of, let's make sure that we do the right thing and remove Frank from office. And another political person told me today, Carrington, they go, dude had it coming. Yeah, he did have it coming. There's nobody that feels sorry for Frank White today in Jackson County, in Johnson County, in Kansas City. I tell people, Frank White's been great for the state of Kansas. It's too bad he doesn't represent the state of Kansas.
Have you seen somebody who, I mean, I know people have their issues with Frank White. We're not talking about, you know, he didn't have a DUI problem. This isn't a criminal issue or anything. Like, we've seen people fall from grace in that capacity. You've been in this city a long time. Have we seen somebody who 15 years ago was a very beloved figure, was on the Mount Rushmore of Kansas City athletes, that has had this kind of fall from grace?
I don't think so, Carrington. Can you think of anybody? We were trying to, you know, think about it. I mean, you could kind of go in the reverse order with Alex Smith, right? When he left, everybody was kind of done for Alex Smith to go. It was time to move on. And as we've seen over the years, Alex Smith is one of the biggest reasons why we're winning Super Bowls, and Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. And so I think he's kind of done a 180 the other way. I don't know that anybody has had a fall from grace this bad. I mean, I'm trying to think and grasp at somebody in the sports world, but I just don't think it's happened to anybody like this. I mean, this guy went from, as you mentioned, like one of the Mount Rushmore guys, a beloved figure. Now, his stats will say he was a very marginal player. He was a 250 hitter, 216 in the postseason. He was basically like putting up Aaron Judge-like numbers in the postseason. Nothing special, but he was still one of our guys, right? And so when you see this happen, you're like, oh my God, that was one of these guys we were rooting for as kids, one of these guys that was our idol, and he got fired from the Royals, and now he got fired from Jackson County. I mean, what's that say?
Right now, we're talking to Bob Fesco about Frank White, who was recalled as the Jackson County executive. Bob, you were as plugged into this as anybody. It would make sense to me if the teams wanted to see what was going to happen in Jackson County before resuming their conversation with Jackson County. Is that what you think is happening? Do you think the Royals go back and re-up those conversations? Do you think the Chiefs re-up these conversations? Or do you think that this doesn't have an effect on what's going to happen with either team?
I think maybe the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs ever really stopped their conversations, you know, with Jackson County. I think the Royals probably, if they were talking to anybody, you know, over there, it was probably on the city side, maybe, or North Kansas City. You know, you heard what John Sherman's wife said after the election went down. They were not happy with what went on, you know, in Jackson County. She was very vocal about that, you know, on Facebook. And I think that's kind of the feeling for a lot of people. You know, they were burned. The Royals, I think, felt burned by Jackson County. And they were. They lost that vote. It wasn't handled properly. It wasn't marketed properly by the Royals or either team, quite honestly. There was not a great marketing and campaign about that. But Frank White got in front of it and tried to stop all of that from happening and trying to make stadiums better and quality of life better for everybody in Kansas City. Carrington, I know you live in the city. I mean, look at all the new roads that have been paved downtown because we're getting the World Cup. Sports matter. Sports brings money. Sports supports cities. And you're going to see more and more stuff of the way that sports is supporting Kansas City as we get closer and closer to the World Cup.
That's the part that I do feel for Frank White in all of this is I do think that Frank is being made the face of a really bad plan. And I think he was one of the few people that stood up for it. The Royals did not put together a very convincing package for the public to give them $1 billion to build a stadium. I said this when it happened. The Chiefs' upgrades for the stadiums were marginal. It was like what they do with an iPhone where it goes from the 14 to the 14S. I can see why the public wasn't too excited about giving them $500 million to go out there and make very, very small upgrades to the stadium. I know Frank is being viewed as a villain. I'm with you. His time has to be viewed as a failure. But I do think he was one of the few people that was willing to stand up to the Chiefs and the Royals and say, your plan's not good enough. And the public agreed with that.
Yeah, they absolutely did. And look, I think this whole thing with the stadiums, Carrington, when it was going to be in the East Village and the Royals were going to build that ballpark and the empty land by the J.E. Dunn headquarters down there, and that's where it was going to go, that was going to be great. It was going to get passed. It was a vacant swatch of land down there. It needed to be developed. It was the perfect location. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, and the mayor wants to tie the Power and Light District into the Royals Ballpark District. So they said, oh, okay, we'll go with that. The plan came at the last minute, endorsed by the mayor on a Saturday before the election. Frank White never got behind it. But I still don't think, I think ultimately, Carrington, it comes down to the teams on this. They didn't educate the voters at all about what they wanted to really do. It was kind of dark at night. It was kind of a cluster type situation. I have people every single day tell me, every day, Carrington, why do we need a new ballpark? The Royals should have been out there at every Little League game, every Kiwanis Club, every PTA meeting, explaining why they need the new ballpark and what the ballpark is going to provide and how it's going to, you know, generate more money, how the team's going to be beneficial for it. Show the Atlanta project down at the Battery. The Royals did none of that. They just wanted people to vote. The Chiefs did none of that. They just wanted the people to vote. You've got to educate the electorate, and the public in Kansas City was not educated by either team on any of these stadiums. And so did Frank White end up getting involved and taking the no stand? Yeah, but it was before that when he raised everybody's property tax too. And I think that's the ultimate one right there for me.
Which just, it doesn't make any sense how this has been so hard to really sell the public on a new stadium. Just, I went back and looked it up. The old airport was born in November of 1972. So around the same time that the baseball and football stadium were, and we've obviously seen what a fresh coat of paint can do for an airport. The Royals are trying to do the exact same thing for a baseball stadium. You and I have been to stadiums outside of the city, and you've seen a lot of the new amenities to them. Like, this should be a very easy thing to sell the public, and you're right. They failed at almost every single turn to convince the public why we need a new stadium and also their vision on what the new stadium will be and where it will be.
And I also think, too, Carrington, I think both franchises probably took for granted that people – just go to other ballparks and other stadiums all the time and they see, you know, what these stadiums are like. That's not the case at all. You've got to educate them. And I've been, I think, to 23 ballparks now because we do a ballpark trip every year. And my buddies and I have been doing this since college. And so I've had that opportunity to see what's out there. And then you come back to Kauffman Stadium, you just realize how antiquated, outdated, and how you can't generate revenue there in order to put the best possible team on the field when you see what goes on in Atlanta. 22 bars and restaurants, hotels, companies are there. And that's what they're going to try to do, you know, at 119th with Fiserv being part of the deal and bringing in bars and restaurants and hotels and apartments and being a 365-day-a-year revenue generator where all that money goes back to the team and the team gets to keep all that money. Same with the Chiefs. That's why they need to build that entertainment district so they can be a revenue generator 365. Because in the NFL, every dollar you make on your stadium stays with you. And then you can pay those bigger signing bonuses. And if you get into a free agency war and let's say Denver's offering somebody a $40 million signing bonus, well, Clark can turn around and go, I got 42 because we built all this new stuff and I've got extra income coming in now that I can spend on talent.
Last thing here, Bob. I believe that people are very, very forgiving. I mean, Frank White is one of the most important Kansas City residents that we have ever had. I know that this stint as a politician, it failed about as spectacularly as it can fail. But we're not talking about criminal charges. We're not talking about any of that. I believe there is always a pathway back to the public's heart. Do you see that? Do you think that the teams, the city, Frank White, do you think that bridge can ever be kind of mended and all sides can move forward?
I mean, this was also a man that was fired by the organization because they didn't like his, you know, whatever he was doing. So it's going to be tough. I really do think it's going to be tough. He's going to have to do a lot of apologizing and mea culpas and admit that he messed this thing up, because when you have everybody mad at you, it's not everybody else. It's you.
That is our guy, Bob Fesco, joining us on the show. Bob, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you as well, my man. Thank you so much for having me. That was fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.